from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah. Back here in the studio, WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we doing?
Spike, Jackie Baseball, good weekend despite the ending. Holla at your boy.
How's it going?
Feeling good over there?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. A little tight about yesterday.
Yeah.
But we'll discuss.
You a little nervous about Atlanta?
No.
Deep down? A little bit.
It doesn't matter.
You're still mad about yesterday then, huh? So we have a good show today. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3 o'clock, get an update on the backup quarterback competition. We will bring back the Mount Rush 4 at 4 o'clock,
yay!
Which is always very exciting. And if you want to be in our fantasy football league, we will tell you how. It is a very limited number. How many spots do we have?
Nine
spots. We do a 12-team league. Is that what we're doing? 12-team
yes.
league? Okay. So that'll be during the show as well. And Jack will be participating in the league.
You're on the Bloomsburg Education, and they're not working.
Yeah, well, hold on. I think we have 8 spots.
Well, because of the winner
last year's
year.
Winner.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you're right. Excuse me.
There you go.
There you, go.
You hit him right with the Bloomsburg.
Well, he's in there counting. He's using his fingers to count. I'm like,
dude, I do
doing?
Still use my fingers to count.
Yeah.
I forgot about last year's winner. You're right.
I finally found out who it was. So we found the mystery man.
Good.
Yes.
So we'll do that later in the show as well. And so I want to start off talking about the game yesterday, talk about Rob Thompson's decision, Rob Thompson in general. And this is one of those situations where I feel different today than I did yesterday. I'm watching the game yesterday, and we're watching Cal Stevenson hit and then Garrett Stubbs hit while Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto are sitting on the bench, and I was pulling my hair out. I said, are we really going to do this? That's all I could think. And then I got up angry after the game, and I thought about it and continued to be angry. Then I was walking this morning, and I started thinking more about it. And there are two things that have changed my mind. I actually agree with what Rob Thompson did yesterday and the way that he did it. This was the first thing. The first thing that I started thinking about is, if I was given the day off here at WIP, you know, Rod Lake and our boss is like, you're off. I'm like, all right, great. And then that morning, he shoots me a text and he says, hey, could you do the final segment with Ike and Jack from your house? Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, it would just be 15 minutes and not that big a deal. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, I'd have to start planning my whole day around making sure I'm home beforehand, thinking all day about what I'm going to say. And at that point, even though it's just 15 minutes, it would not feel like I actually had a day off. So I sort of understand the difference between giving a guy a day off and not giving a guy a day off. And that part I understand. And then I got to the next part, and that is the pain and torment of cheering for the Philadelphia 76ers for the last 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. Every single year, I'm like, why is Embiid playing in this game? All that matters is the postseason. Why is he playing in this back-to-back? All that matters is the postseason. Why is he averaging more minutes than any other center in the NBA for the first 20 games of the year? All that matters is the postseason. Mm-hmm. And here we have a team who looks like they're heading to the postseason. We have a catcher who just had knee surgery 2 months ago. We have our best player on the team who's had back issues this year, has had soft tissue injuries this year. And truly, if he wants to give the guys a day off, I get it. It's frustrating in the moment, but I think to just say that it is one at bat is not necessarily true because you don't really know how the rest of the game is going to go. And one at bat isn't a day off. So I think, though it was frustrating in the moment, I trust Hopper on this one, and I agree with what he did.
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is nonsense. I mean, this is utter nonsense. Listen, and I'm more often than not in the corner of Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
Even though I can get frustrated at times, I still sort of believe in Rob Thompson and what he's doing. It's worked for him since he's been here as a manager. So I get it. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Yesterday, no. I don't buy the excuse of I wanted to give the guys a full day off. That's nonsense. First of all, both of those guys probably would have loved to have the opportunity to go up there and try to win the game. I know MV3 certainly would have wanted the opportunity to go ahead and do that. And a day off. Pardon all my baseball friends out there.
Here we go. I was waiting for this one.
You knew I was going there. I'm just saying, man. With all due respect to all the guys that I love that have worn the uniform, that play the game.
This is a direct shot at Ben Davis.
No. I'm just saying, man. This idea of day off and needing rest. Now, JT, I can understand he's a catcher.
Yes.
So I get it.
And by the way, if they tie up the game, there's nobody else on the team that's catching. So he is catching until the game's over.
I understand JT. I can understand JT. Okay. I can. Just because of the nature of the position he plays and the fact that he is coming off the knee surgery. So I won't bellyache about JT, but not the big dog. Big dog needed to eat yesterday. First of all, I'm surprised he was even out of the lineup. I didn't even like that. But the fact that it comes up late in the game and they got an opportunity to, I don't know, tie the game up by bringing him up to bat. Like, Bryce Harper doesn't need the full day off yesterday. He doesn't need the full day off yesterday. Right? Go in the batting cage, get a couple swings, and didn't this happen a couple weeks ago with somebody? Wasn't it JT a couple weeks ago?
It happened with Stubbs and JT a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here, Topper? We're in a tight division race. Not a tight division race. Pennant race. It's tight.
Yeah.
First of all, you haven't played great baseball for 2 months.
Sure.
We got a chance to put our foot on the throat of this series and this six-game homestand and finish up 5-1. Feeling good. Heading into Atlanta. Here we are worried about guys being rested. And they got a day off today. So Bryce Harper needed 2 straight days off.
Look, I agree with you.
He did not need 2 straight days off.
I agree with you that they probably wanted to play. But that is why there has to be an adult in the room to decide when they need a day off. Like, I agree with you. They probably would go up there. I don't think that Bryce Harper is asking to sit on the bench. I don't think that JT Realmuto is asking to sit on the bench. But that's why he's there. It's why, you know, you go back to the trade deadline. It's why Dombrowski is thinking beyond this year. All we do is think about this game and this time. And by the way, so do the players. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the fact that there's a manager in there who is willing, by the way, to take the hit and sort of say, look, we already won this series. We have a big series the rest of this week. We're coming up down the home stretch. And being off and not being off, I actually just think are two different things. I agree with you that Harper would have gone up there, but all I can think about is
if they went into that day yesterday having only won 2 games.
It's different.
Of course it is.
I think it's different.
Of course it is. And yes. He manages it different. So it's not about them needing a day off. It's the fact that they feel comfortable that they won the series.
Well, I think it's both.
Bryce Harper doesn't need a day off.
But I think he does.
Oh, my God. God.
Well, look, I don't know if he does. I know that Thompson knows if he does. Let's put it that way. Overall, with this sort of thing, I'm not saying he's infallible, and I'm not saying that I won't criticize him at some point, and I have over the course of this losing streak, but if there's one person I trust to think, hey, maybe that guy could use a breather, it's Thompson. Look, he seemed to pick the
Bryce.
He seemed to pick the exact right time for Trey Turner. Turner, you know, he picked the day off. All of a sudden, the guy gets a hit every single. So it's not like it's magic, not like any of those things. But I just know that these guys are north of 30, have had nagging things all year long. And if we end up not winning one of the four Nationals games after they had already won the other three, I'm okay with it. I trust him with this one. 215. Oh, I'm sorry. 215-592-9494. Do you agree with the move yesterday, and do you trust Topper on this stuff going forward? Curious where you are, Mr. Baseball, over there.
Yeah, so I'm with Ike on this. And the thing that annoys me about it is, listen, you just had a team meeting on Wednesday, I guess, of like, we got to kick this into high gear. We got to turn this around. Like, it's time to start taking these games seriously. I'm fine with sitting Bryce Harper like during the game, but in that moment, like, that's where you have a conversation before the game, like, hey, we'd love to use you late. Would love to be able to use a chance to win the ball game, and you know Bryce wants to be in that situation. The other thing that annoyed me is, listen, like, we also have to manage Jeff Hoffman and Matt Strom, because right now they're our best relievers, and they're pitching Jeff Hoffman down one to try to win the game, but then you're not doing everything in your power to win the game in the ninth. Like, that didn't sit well with me.
They're different things,
but they're not different things.
No, it is the same thing. How's that different?
Because either you're off or you're not off. Hoffman was not off. I'm not saying you call Marte up and have him throw five innings because because you're not in on the game. Some of the starters played. You're telling me that of all the people in the world, you don't think Rob Thompson has the best feel for who needs a day off and who doesn't.
I think he's got a good feel for it, but I also think that at some point the mentality has to change here. Like, they have to flip the switch at some point. And I think that with the whole message this week has been, it's time to flip the switch. You pretty much just punted the ninth inning yesterday. And if you already committed to punting that, then don't pitch Jeff Hoffman in a game you're already losing.
I don't think they're the same thing. And by the way, like, I think pitching one inning on a day where you're up to pitch, right? I mean, they decide before the game which pitchers are available and which pitchers aren't available. So, and by the way, Jeff Hoffman could use some work. I mean, every one of the relievers, Hoffman, Strom, Alvarado, all their ERA suck since the All-Star break anyway. So maybe Hoffman gets in there, throws a clean inning, and feels better about how he's pitching. I don't know. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, maybe Bryce gets up there to bat, and in three pitches, he's hitting one over the right field fence.
Well, maybe he does.
And it's a tie ball game.
Maybe he does. And I would have felt great about it. I would have felt great about it. Jack, I actually can't use my mouse here. Could you put David from Doylestown up? David from Doylestown, you're on WIP. David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
What's up,
Spike,
David?
Fritz, love you guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
For having me. Spike, man, you're wrong about the Aliens movie.
Can we do that second? Can we do Phil's first?
No. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Elliot, second. I'm actually not asking. I'm telling.
Yes.
So I'm happy.
That was his polite way of asking.
I'm happy to do the alien stuff, but let's do the Philly stuff first.
Well, as far as the Phillies go, Thompson, like, leave him alone. I'm so tired of this. Like, upper management is responsible for all the failures. It's the players on the field. They got to play. They got to do the job. They're getting paid a lot of money. Why can't they do it? It's not because of Topper. It's because of them not performing. That's it.
Now, yeah. I think we're on the same page.
What
on
that to do with Bryce Harper pitch hitting yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that the crux of the argument here is whether Bryce and JT should have.
The crux of this phone call is he wants to talk about the alien movie.
Do you want
to
let him do it?
It's Bill of Spike, not the Bill of Ike.
Well, your name's first on the show.
And Ike isn't Spike.
Yes, oh,
never mind.
Yes.
Hold right, on. You're actually
you
already
you can't have Spike without Ike.
That is true.
Yeah.
Go ahead, David, just so you don't seem like you're in agony anymore. Yeah, go ahead.
For context to everyone listening, Hugh said he hated Alien Romulus. I really liked Alien Romulus. It's not my favorite Alien movie, but there we go. Yeah, no, Jack, it was a big movie. David, what is your problem?
My problem is things are rewritten. Something's been done already. The first Alien was the best, mm-hmm. and everything that came after it was okay.
Well, that's not true. You're wrong. I mean, Aliens was
not wrong.
Well, you are. Aliens is a good movie. Prometheus was a good movie. Covenant was a good movie. You're gonna have to hang on. I can't use my thing. Could you ask somebody from engineering to help me out with the computer?
Sure.
Prometheus was a good movie.
Like, Prometheus was awesome.
Yeah.
Are you playing me off, Jack?
I was trying to yell at engineering and the music was still up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I enjoyed...
It's good to have my Oscars theme back, by the way.
Yes, yes. I really enjoyed Alien Romulus. I thought it was good. I think Hugh was wrong. Hugh didn't know when the movie takes place. It takes place between Alien and Aliens. He was wrong about when it took place. So there you go.
Way to correct Hugh Douglas.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay. We have to fill up our fantasy football league, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. We will have our draft the next Wednesday, right? I think that's when we're having our draft. And we have 8 spots to give away for the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. We will give them away this week. We will do it different every day. But today is about what it's worth to you. Today is about what are you worth?
Yeah.
Today is about why do you deserve it? Why are you going to be a good addition to the Fantasy Football League?
And one of the things we always put out there, we don't care about your resume. Like, I mean, Ike sometimes does, you know.
Oh, you mean resume, like, in terms of
I've
being
been playing
good.
Fantasy football since 1988. I remember when I had to do it on newspapers to get to calculate the scores the next day.
Yep.
It's a little bit like, and not to completely, you know, put down this caller, it's a caller that says, I've been a season ticket holder since 1965. While we appreciate those callers, don't care.
Yes.
Wow, don't care. Awesome.
Well, I think...
No, it's about the fantasy football resume. I care about the season ticket holders.
Okay.
Well, truthfully, I don't really need really great fantasy football players in the league. It lowers my possibility of winning. You know, I haven't played fantasy football in 15 years or something. So,
yes. So
throughout the show, you obviously have to call with your sports point. But if you would like to be in the fantasy football league with us, you have to be able to attend the draft, of course, which will be next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
But you just have to tell us why you should be in there. What are you going to add to the league? Is it a great personality? I don't even know. That's on you. That's up to you. So if you'd like to be in the league, tell us today. But, of course, you have to call with your sports point. 215-592-9494. Jim in Orland, you're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
What's up, guys? I cannot believe I'm actually going to agree with you on this, Spike. I think if he's giving them the day off, let them have the day off. I get mad if I get a text message from work on my day off. So I get it, but I think the anger at Topper is being displaced. And I think the fact that we had Cal Stevenson and Garrett Stubbs even in the lineup on the team in those spots, where does Dombrowski fit into this? Because why are they Topper's options right there? Why doesn't he have somebody better to put in there?
He did. You had Bryce Harper. He did have somebody better, Bryce Harper and JT. By the way,
and
Jim,
Weston Wilson.
By the way, I don't know, did they come to the ballpark yesterday, or were they sitting at home watching the game like we were?
I don't know.
Everybody's talking about having a day off and comparing it to your job. Do you actually go into work when you have a day off?
I do not.
Okay, hold on. You the one brought your job up, and so did Spike. I let him go because he's my co-host. But you, I'm not letting go. So this idea that when you get a day off, is it the same? It's not the same thing. When you get a day off, you get a true day off. Bryce Harper and JT actually showed up to the ballpark. They put on a uniform. I mean, were they in the dugout with slippers on and shorts? Were they sitting in the back? Were they in the back of the locker room? Were they sitting in the clubhouse watching the game? Like, I don't know.
If they didn't show up, then we would get. Why are they not in the dugout?
I'm saying this in comparison to the whole idea of the idea of a day off for us in the real world, working and having a day off versus an athlete having a day off on the baseball team. He's in uniform. He's available. That was Rob Thompson's choice not to use them. That was by his choice. It's not a rule that he couldn't use them.
But I'm okay with him making that choice and giving them day off. I think the issue is that if Cal Stevenson and Garrett Stubbs were the options there, that why not bring Marshawn up? And I know
he's. But they're not going to do that just to give Bryce Harper and JT a day off. We know who's on the roster. This goes to our point. You know your roster. As a manager, he knows who's going to be available to him. So if he makes the decision prior to the game that no matter what, JT Realmuto and Bryce Harper aren't batting today. They aren't playing today. No matter what, this is what I have available to me. He made that decision. That was his choice.
No, I get it. I'm fine with them giving the day off. I think it's more of an indictment of the fact that those are your two options in there. And I feel like that's not Topper's fault. And I don't know.
Well, I mean,
thank you. That was my fault, man. I was trying to talk to you. Thank you for the call, Jim. I think it's a little bit of both. To your point, he made the decision to give the guys off. He knows who's on the roster.
Yeah, he knows he's limited. Yeah, he knows that already.
It is what it is. And I don't know, there will be time to talk about the decisions Dombrowski has made with the roster.
Yes.
And that'll probably
that's more
be
of an end of the season
of
if
the
things
season.
Don't go the way we wanted to go.
Sure.
Yes, we know that's there waiting for us.
100%. We will look at obviously the Whit Merrifield signing, which if you had had him in maybe he's a guy that you can put in there. The other problem here is that Austin Hayes is hurt, in which case we would have had an extra bat. You know, I guess you could have pinch hit Weston Wilson there. I think that is something.
How does that on the team?
Yeah, you could have done that and not done that. I think that is a. I would accept that criticism more than I would the Bryce and the JT thing. I think to me I trust him to understand what those guys need.
No, you were okay with losing yesterday.
In that context, yes.
Yes. That's really what it boils down to, right?
And by the way, I was okay with losing yesterday, and you said if you had only won two of the first three, it would have been different. But I actually agree with you.
Right.
I think different situations call for different strategies, right? If they had only won the first game, yesterday would have been a panic. By the way, Bryce.
And there's no way he would have said Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce would have been playing, and he probably would have pinch hit JT, I think. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. They won the first three games of the series, and that makes the fourth game different.
I'd be curious to know what would have happened if they were only down one. Like, I wonder if them going down by two with Hoffman giving the extra run changed plans a little bit.
I could have.
But still, like, they got the single, and Bryce would have been the tying, you know, guy at the plate. It's weird.
Yeah, I also, and you said this too, I think the JT thing is a little bit different than the Bryce thing.
Yeah, I can understand JT.
In that you don't have another catcher on the roster, so if JT pinch hits, JT is catching for as long as the game goes.
Yes.
And you want something good to happen, but if something good happens, he could be catching five more innings.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you wanted a day off before the Atlanta series. The Atlanta series, I think we would all agree, we would all trade, if this were the trade we're making, feeling good about the Atlanta series I would trade that game to make everybody feel real good about the Atlanta series. And they've clearly aligned their starting rotation to be, I mean.
Do we feel good about the Atlanta series? We feel better than we did a week ago, huh?
I'll feel good on Thursday. I'll tell you
right,
how I feel
on Thursday.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'll feel good Thursday.
Yeah, well, I want all guns. I want everyone ready for the Atlanta series. Because I think, look, they can win the division.
They can bury the Braves, yes.
If they were to win all three games, they can win the division this week.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Do you trust Topper on this one, even if you disagreed? And do you want to be in the WIP afternoon show fantasy football? It's very exclusive. 8 spots.
I've yet to win it.
You have?
Yeah, I've yet to win.
Did Marks ever win?
No, he was in the title game, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Was I in a title game last year?
I think. At one point, I think you guys were on a collision course.
And then I lost in the semis.
I think so, yeah.
That's the year he made it to the title game.
I actually think, since I'm not.
I'm a pretty good drafter.
Are you?
Yeah, and I don't care where I draft.
Look, I haven't played fantasy football in 15 years, but I am very competitive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start studying.
And I'm a waiver wire. I mean, I'm Howie Roseman.
Yeah. Well, you usually have like 7 teams, right? If I remember correctly.
Well, we trimmed them down. Okay. We're down to 3 now.
Okay. Because I found out before the show, now I'm in the WIP, the station league.
Yes.
And your reaction was like, wow, I'm so happy.
Yes. I was
overwhelmed with joy.
I was obviously thrilled. We will hear from Rob Thompson next as to why he said he did not play Bryce or JT. That is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.